Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Ryan Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, I got one.
That's the great
I've been
open.
Waiting for that, man. Yeah. I was hoping I'd get
you
one.
You got to be thrilled, huh?
Yes. Let's go into my diary tonight.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Minnesota, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. until noon to your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manily, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. And with that, we bring in Patrick Manily, who joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? I'd like to be addressed as 65 for the rest of the segment.
65, please. The alter
yes.
ego. So what did 65
yes.
do on game day? And what did you have to do to enable 65 to live his best life?
I would always tape my left wrist first and then tape my right wrist. No, I was just a long snapper. Guys, man, I was just living.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just show up from the golf course and be ready.
No,
to
that would be practiced on a Bourbonnais, man. That game day was a little different. I did have to, you know, tune it in a little bit and get ready to go. Make sure Robbie and Brad can do their thing.
We talked about you the other day, and we're looking forward to talking to you because Rex Grossman was on the score, man. Your dude.
Yeah.
I remember that you guys obviously were buddies and would have a couple drinks sometimes after games and all of that. And knowing that you were a listener of the station who ends up working at the station, and then Rex talked about being a listener of the station who freaking hated the station and now was on the other day, and it was really cool and honest and open. That's really nice that Rex is in a good, comfortable spot. It was great to hear him on the show the other day, on the midday show.
Yeah, it's good for that he came back on there because, I mean, he was such a polarizing figure. I mean, Lovey always saying, Rex is our quarterback, Rex is our quarterback, and you wanted him to be great, and you were hoping for him to be great. Career didn't go as well as planned, you know, his injuries he had or whatever, but it's good to hear him back. I mean, he means a lot to the city of Chicago, took us to a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but I just wish his career was better. He was a good teammate, good guy. But it was good to hear him.
Do you remember talking about the score with him back in the day when he was getting it?
I don't, but I know a lot of guys, you know, either hated the score or we hate listened. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
We did both. Obviously, on postgame, we always listen to Doug and OB, but there were times you would listen, you'd be like, you guys don't even know what anything you're talking about.
No,
you know, there'd be story. Yeah, you wouldn't know anything is going on in the locker room, but. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, too, because you're in the opinion business. And I was doing it with you, Speegs, every day. You got to come up with stuff to talk about. You got to give your opinion. You got to put yourself out there. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong. I do it now. There's times it's hard to talk about players that are playing poorly. But I try to do it as a coach. I try to do that all the time. And I'll tell you what, though, guys, it's a lot more enjoyable now with the Bears at 6-3 when where they're at. Studying film and doing all that stuff is a lot more fun. So any of the guys listening that are playing, listening now, they'll probably listen a little bit more.
Yeah, and Speegs, Zach and I were the guys who ended up getting the...
Yes,
getting the wrath.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you did.
Well, and who you had on the air back then, too. They you're talking about opinions.
Yes. Yes, there's no doubt about
that. Who's this? Who's this?
Exactly.
Hey, easy, pal.
So Patrick, let's talk about this quarterback and them being 6-3. When you watch last week's game, walk me through the emotions of maybe being like, oh, here we go again, to, whoa, they won.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. What I'm finding out, the guy's a winner. And guys are talking about belief and winning in the known or whatever they're talking about. That's fine. That's some good locker room speak. I like all that. That gets them all together. But they believe in each other, man. That's the thing that I'm seeing, that they get in the fourth quarter, these one-score games. They're going to be that way in the fourth quarter. That's the way it is in the NFL. But they believe, and the young man's doing it. It hasn't been pretty up to that point. There's still room for improvement. But as far as belief is that clutch gene, what you want in a quarterback, I'm definitely in on that, and it's been fun to watch.
Man, that it really is cool, and the numbers bear that out because it's not just the running that happens in the fourth quarter. Our friend Jason Leisure just wrote about it over at the Sun-Times, and you know, in the final 5 minutes of games, he's first in yards per pass. He hasn't thrown an INT. His quarterback rating in the last 5 minutes of games is 143.8. So I don't know what that is other than clutch and calm.
I think it's clutch, man. I'll give you – so we were watching – when Olin and I were at Revolution Brewing, we're watching that Cincinnati game, right? And we're sitting next to each other, and the funny thing is we were in a room upstairs watching the game, thinking it was over, and on the way down, everything started happening. And we got to watch the final part of it. And when the offense got the ball, Olin just said under his breath, out loud, he's like, all right, Caleb. Instead of like, oh, no. And I looked at him, I'm like, you're confident in this guy. And he's like, I mean, you could just tell. I think everybody is. I mean, we're confident, you know, on this side of the microphone, not on the field or whatever. But it's just a good feeling I think we have in Chicago about him.
When it comes to a rematch, and the Bears get the Vikings this weekend, and the first game did not go well for the Bears, what do you hope they correct, and what do you think you see that's better now than in week one?
Well, the biggest thing is funny. I was rewatching the TV copy today, and it's just all the penalties. They had 12 penalties, offsides, all that stuff, and they just did not have command of that offense. And it looks like now they're getting that way. So I feel like that's going to happen. And then the run game. I mean, you talk about the best double team in the NFL, Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright. Whoever that three technique or whoever they're going against, it's got to strap it up on Sunday or Monday or whenever they play. So they've got that going well. So I just see a different team, and it starts with Caleb. It starts with the command of the offense, and then the run game is just – it's as good as anybody in the NFL. So I think that can now win games and help Caleb. It'll be interesting to see what Brian Flores does to combat that. Does he stay in the too-high shell? Does he bring guys down and bring another defender down there to open up the passing game? Because a lot of teams are still – respecting Caleb's arm. So I don't know what we're going to see out of Brian Flores. He seems like every week he dials up a different game plan. But as far as the Bears, keep cleaning up the penalties. You know, they only had three last week, which is a lot better. But this run game is it's pretty fun to watch.
Explain the too high shell to people and what that was in the first game, the first matchup of this game.
Well, you're going to see, you know, two safeties back. You're going to see a light box. You're going to see not the extra defender. You're not going to see that safety. So too high would be the two safeties. You're not going to see that extra safety down in the box. So as an O-lineman, when you're counting defenders, you're going to see seven or eight instead of six or seven, depending on how many offensive people you have in your box, considering whether you have 12 personnel, which is two tight ends. So it just really is – how many people are down within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage? Will you put more down there to stop the run, or will you continue having guys, you know, back shell of the defense to contain Caleb's arm?
I read an interesting piece in Sports Illustrated by Connor Orr, and I'm going to send this to you, Patrick. It's the cover story on SI. It's about special teams. And it's about how special teams this year has evolved, where there's a whole bunch of blocks, like the blocks themselves is going at a higher rate. And there's a lot of conversation about kickoff strategy and using a knuckle kick to land in the land.
Dirty kick or whatever, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know about all of this stuff. I guess the question is, why was it that the rules – were the only thing that allowed for there to be an evolution here? And what do you think of that evolution?
The evolution of the blocks. You want to start with that one?
Sure. Let's start there.
I don't know. I do not know. I mean, being honest, I don't know why so many field goals are blocked. I think Minnesota has already blocked two this year. I mean, it's just, I've been in so many meetings where you say, okay, this is the weakness, let's attack it, but you still can't get home. For some reason, they're getting home. I don't know why. Maybe it's because that they're kicking longer kicks and the balls are coming out a little flatter. And are those the ones getting blocked? I don't know the studies on that. But it is interesting. I mean, you're seeing more punts blocked. You're seeing more punts affected. I mean, the Bears got one tipped in the first week against the Minnesota Vikings. And then as far as the kickoff rules, I'm still trying to figure that out. I want to go sit with somebody this offseason, whether it's Tabor or Tobe or one of my old coaches, and kind of figure out why guys can't return better. Why are they hitting big returns? What does the dirty kick do with timing and all that kind of stuff? It's always called timing and spacing when you're covering kicks between, you know, like the kickoff and kickoff return. It's just, to me, it seems it's one of the hardest things to do is to block on kickoff return in that tight of a space and turn around and block somebody. But the kickoff rule and the new kickoff, I like it because they are returning the ball and it adds more to the adds a more exciting element to the game. But I still haven't figured that one out either. It just looks like it's a very hard play to coach. Looks like it's a very hard play to play as well.
Was Robbie ever experimenting where it's like not just kick it through the back of the end zone or like,
yeah, we would do like a mortar kick. So one that would be really high to like the 10 yard line. So you'd get the more hang time. So it's, you know, obviously the rules are different now. So you could take off when the ball was kicked, but guys would work on like a shorter kick with a higher hang time. So you could cover faster and make it more like a punt. But now just the game's so different with that kickoff rule that it's, you know, there are different kicks, but they're okay. Yes, there'd be a squib kick. You remember Devin Hester? Everybody squib kick to Devin.
Mm-hmm.
And that would cause a lot of problems because a lot of kickers were not used to doing that. And now they've everybody's gotten better because they start practicing more on these different kicks. But yeah, they were doing that more and more. But the rules now on kickoff and kickoff return have changed so much that It just changes everything.
I can't wait to read this article that Lawrence grabbed. Connor Orr from Sports Illustrated. And because there are some special teams coordinators. John Fossil's longtime guy in special teams says it's the special teams are the wild, wild west. There's a lot of teams doing a lot of different stuff. There's no groupthink, Patrick.
That's why I can't figure it out. Because when I turn on tape and watch all different, I see so many different ways to do it. Normally, you would see a strategy on kickoff return to say you're either going to run a wedge, and then they took the wedge out, right? You're going to run wedge left, wedge right, wedge up the middle, and a counter. Then they went to you could only do a two-man wedge, so you could add more variety to that. Now you're trying to see them just trying to figure it out because you don't know your coverage guys. It is so hard to block on kickoff return, so I think they're trying to figure it out as well.
And even figuring out your personnel on it.
That's the other thing, yes. So it's like, so you look last week, I was trying to go back and say, you know, remember when I talked to the other show about changing up your personnel. Well, it's hard to do that because when you have injuries, you're already changing it up anyway. So I went back and compared to some of the positions that were on kickoff last week, or I'm sorry, against the Bengals, against the Giants, and there are changes naturally just because of injuries. So it is hard to do that because especially this time of year, you got so much attrition and guys coming and going. And it's hard to coach this. I mean, I'm telling you, it has got to be one of the hardest things to, as a player, to block and cover and do all that stuff on kickoff return. So as a coach, it's very hard to coach and figure it out.
Patrick, as always, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you, sir.
All right, you bet. Have a good week.
Thanks, Patrick.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.